This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so head over there. Enjoy those on us, and the main feature allows you to control the content. Submit whatever you want to the site. Others vote on them. And then the most voted up make it to the front page. You'll see what I mean. Go over to freetalklive.com. Last hour, we told you about some pretty scary-sounding legislation that is coming out of Washington, D.C., or is on the way toward being completely passed through their system. One of them being a piracy crackdown legislation that will basically create an internet blacklist that will have to be enforced by all internet service providers across the country, which of course will very easily expand into a pornography blacklist and an anti-state blacklist and whatever other kind of sites they decide they don't like and they don't want you to see. It's coming. And that particular provision was voted in by 19-0 of the particular committee that was looking at it. So kind of an indicator of how it might do maybe a little bit down the line. I suppose it could be stopped at this point, but we shall see. There's that.
Doesn't sound likely.
Yeah, there's that. And then just to give you an idea where these guys want to go. This is where they want to go. Even if it does get stopped this time, you can better believe it's going to come back as an amendment to some other bill that's labeled Patriot something or other. And then that'll pass, of course, because who could vote against the Patriot whatever? And then it'll get in that way. So just be on the lookout for this stuff coming soon. Also, the Food Safety Modernization Act. And the piece that I read here, I was looking for something quick from Activist Post, doesn't really get into some of the detail on how this is going to hurt small farmers. And I still would like to know more about what is being proposed here. There's some regulations that are going to make it very difficult on small farmers. But what they focus more on in this piece was this idea of food smuggling, which apparently people are bringing in this case, the largest bust ever, some honey. Millions of dollars worth of commercial-grade honey was brought in over a five-year period secretly.
That's the biggest one, and they're going to spend $1.6 billion to prevent it.
Well, they're going to spend $1.6 billion on the whole bill, which may create some new bureaucracy. I mean, who knows what all's involved in this? It's going to be more than just a crackdown on food smuggling. In fact, one of the scariest parts about this, according to the smuggling language, it would allow the government under maritime law to define the introduction of any food into commerce, even direct sales between individuals, as smuggling into the United States. Since under that law, the U.S. is a corporate entity and not a location, entry of food into the U.S. covers food produced anywhere within the landmass of this country and entering into it by virtue of being produced. So, essentially, Section 309 defines it as, in this subsection, the term smuggled food means any food that a person introduces into the United States through fraudulent means or with the intent to defraud or mislead. I presume what that means is to defraud the United States out of its rightful money, the tax money that you would otherwise have to pay for producing this food. So the suggestion here, Mark, you had said that you'd heard this was going to be a crackdown on small farms.
Yeah, I've got it right here from downsizedc.org if you want to hear what happens.
I definitely want to hear about this.
Ready?
Yeah.
It'll create a vast H.R. 875, which I guess is the House version of this.
Mm-hmm.
Create a vast new bureaucracy, the Food Safety Administration, an army of inspectors with the power to seize the papers and effects of farmers without a warrant. If you grow food and sell it, suddenly your house is wide open to them.
Mm-hmm.
A system to track every morsel of food from the farm to the supermarket in combination with the National Animal Identification System. So now you've got to identify your food and put it in barcode format to be scanned by the bureaucrats. I mean, this makes it just impossible for small farmers to compete with the big ones.
And you have to tag your animals, too, as well.
Right. And the big farmers, they can tag, like, one animal in a herd, but the mm-hmm. small farmers, you know, just the way it's written, we'll have to tag every animal.
So it'll be very costly for the small farmer versus yep. the big. They've been working on this for a while, because I remember Jim Babka telling us about it like a couple of years
they
ago.
They want very badly to put small farmers out of business. They're making a resurgence, and yep. the big farmers don't want this, and they're the ones with the money. They're the ones that own Congress, and that's, you know, it absolutely is a country by the lawyers for the lobbyists.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that whole people thing, it's over with. It'll create a pile of reports for farmers to file. It also would have defied a regulated food production facility to potentially include backyard gardens.
Oh, but whoa, hold on. when you say reports for farmers to file, it's easy to just gloss over the paperwork. But we know what happens when you get the paperwork wrong when it comes to the federal government.
But even if you have it right, I mean, look,
it's still
bad. Nobody works as hard in this country as farmers do.
Right.
I mean, they don't do that 9-to-5 Monday through Friday stuff. They work all the time.
And it's
These
easy
guys
to...
just don't. If you're a dairy farmer, I mean, you have to be out there twice a day.
4 in the morning.
There's no such thing as a vacation for these people. Where are you going to go when you've got a bunch of animals that are counting on you? Even if you don't have, dairy cattle, even if you have goats or sheep or cows or whatever, they've got to be fed every single day. You don't have a vacation when you have a farm.
Well,
these people are absolutely dedicated.
Remember, when it comes to big corporations, it's no problem for them to hire on another lawyer or two to handle the extra paperwork. But for a mom-and-pop business, they're a lot of cases doing all that stuff themselves.
It's well worth the cost for them because that cost
for the big company, you mean?
Yeah, because the cost for them is hedging out those little people that would be competing with them.
So right, they drive them out of the marketplace.
Right, and they don't have to raise their prices very much to make up for whatever those costs are, whereas a small business, it affects them in a more significant manner. And if they cross a T wrong or forget to dot an I, then that's probably a huge fine that they'd be levied against them for messing up that paperwork.
The new FSA, the Food Safety Administration bureaucracy that would be created, the bureaucrats would have wide latitude to find safety any way they want. So they could call organic farming unsafe. They could, whatever. Because organic farming,
they use poop.
And that's, look, folks, it's not, if you don't wash it, it's not safe. You've got to wash your food. And, whatever, the federal bureaucracy is out there, we're going to protect you, watch out, you're going to get a E. coli or whatever. And they just want to scare the crap out of people, and in the process, they will destroy small farms. Violators of FSA regulations will be fined up to $1 million per day with no judicial review. No judge will look this over. Not that I think that matters anyway, because the big companies will, have so many lawyers. A little farmer would be run out of business. A little farmer's just going to stop selling. If these regulations come down, it's just not worth it anymore. Federal jurisdiction, even when the food hasn't crossed state lines. So a small farmer selling within his state, how does the federal government have the right to regulate a small farmer that's just selling inside their state?
The same excuse they use to regulate marijuana.
Whatever they want.
Whether or not it's crossing state lines.
Because they own you. This is the United States, Mark, and if you do business without their permission, you are a criminal.
So.
And they will treat you as though you are. In fact, by the way, they're only going to be hiring 150 new people to enforce the food smuggling provisions, but the total number of hires they're looking for is 18,000. So right out of the gate, if this bill passes as it is proposed right now, this new bureaucracy you're talking about, the food, whatever the heck it is, safety administration, 18,000 potential new bureaucrats to be hired.
That's to
start.
Right. And what are these bureaucrats doing to create value? They're going and hassling farmers.
They don't create value.
Well, that's what the idea is.
They can't create value.
Somebody who has a job is doing something.
Right. Well, it's a job, but it's not creating value. That's the difference between a government job.
They may as well be moving rocks from one pile to another place and then moving the rocks back.
At least if they were moving rocks.
It wouldn't be hurting anyone.
Exactly. They wouldn't be shutting down businesses and preventing people from, like you were saying, selling things at the farmer's market. You go to the farmer's market without having your federal, whatever they come up with, right? Because they haven't even come up with this. They're just going to create this new bureaucracy, and then the bureaucracy is going to come up with regulations.
Just like the TSA.
Yeah.
They'll do whatever they want. There won't be a law. The lawmakers in Washington didn't decide they were going to have these new scanning machines. The TSA did. They give this essentially lawmaking ability to this bureaucracy, and they do whatever they want. And then when you don't like it and you want to go fight them in court, you have to pay for your own court costs, which will be in the millions. But the taxpayers fund these bureaucracies.
It won't be long before you've got these bureaucrats showing up at farmer stands and farmers markets alongside of the road or whatever, wherever people are trying to sell food, get food in people's hands, and they'll be demanding permits, and they'll be demanding to see tax stamps, see evidence that you've been paying your federal food tax. It's happening. This is happening now. And this passed to cloture overwhelmingly, so it hasn't come all the way through, but we're going to keep an eye on it for you, and let us know if you hear anything new. It's Free Talk Live.
A passion for service never leaves. I'm Tim Lewis, and after 22 years in the military, I became a mortgage professional. helping my fellow veterans and active duty service members secure VA home loans. Refinancing with a VA loan is a privilege earned through service, and it's my privilege to help you get there. We can help you lower your rate or consolidate debt, even if your current mortgage is not a VA loan. Go to varadio.com to learn more. That's varadio.com. I'm Tim Lewis. Thank you for your service.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 1-800-900-VA-LOAN. VARadio.com.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscle, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, at least until we get added to the blacklist. 1-800-259-9231. So head on over there to freetalklive.com and get interactive with us. There's a lot of features, and they are all for free. By the way, that toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. What is that, Mark?
SACL CAI is a company owned by Jason Osborne. He's a big supporter of Liberty, and they handle accounts receivable for businesses. They also have telephony products that they rent out to people, whether you're doing campaigns or trying to reach people in your state or neighborhood or across the nation, whether you want to reach them through pre-recorded calls or live calls. SACL CAI can handle all of that for you. Their banner is the top one on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com.
All right, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Nick is on the line in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Delbert and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Nick, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey. Well, first of all, I appreciate being on your show.
Glad you're here. Go ahead.
Now, what infuriates me about COICA, even more than its moral repugnance, is that it's supposedly to protect content creators to ensure they get compensated.
This is the Internet Crackdown bill that will be creating essentially a blacklist of websites that the government claims are going to be adding pirate sites to, but I imagine it'll expand beyond that. And so go ahead, I was just kind of recapping for our new listeners.
Yeah, but it's not even necessary because most content creators already take sufficient measures. For example, in the video game console industry, console makers, you know, like Sony and Nintendo, they keep their consoles on a closed system that makes piracy basically a non-issue for them. Games are only compatible on the company's own hardware, and all game-related downloads are done through their own private networks, which are accessible only through that hardware.
Yeah, there used to be this thing like Game Shark, where you could do with the Sony original PlayStation, and you could like plug it in and make it work. But
well,
after that,
there are mod chips, but they're not easy to install.
So complicated that the the vast majority of the population couldn't do anything about it.
I tried to mod chip my PlayStation 2. I mod chipped my PlayStation 1 successfully, but I tried to do my PlayStation 2, and I couldn't keep my hands still enough to do the soldering work.
I think I had gotten a hold of a modded PlayStation 1.
And by the way, mod shipping, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're using pirated games. It just makes it so you can use copied games. So you could, for instance, copy a game and then keep the original in a sealed vault or something like that. If you're some sort of a game collector, it could allow you to do that. But even so, they've still outlawed, I believe they've outlawed mod shipping as well.
Or to play imported games.
Or to defeat the regional protections on the game systems. So, I mean, it totally voids your warranty, and that's kind of the trade-off, is you don't have any warranty left after you do some tinkering inside. But it's very difficult to accomplish that, and as you're saying, with the digital delivery systems they have now, it's completely a closed system. You're ordering the games directly from Microsoft or from Sony, and they have total control over that.
Yeah, that is exactly what I was going to get to next, is that these measures can be circumvented, but very few people have that kind of expertise, and that's all it takes to ensure that the vast majority of people won't pirate the game. And that's all you really have to worry about is the vast majority of people.
Yep. Well, the people that are really leading this charge, I think, are likely the RIAA and the MPAA, the Recording Industry Association and the Motion Picture Association.
Yeah, and that horse left the barn a long time ago. There's there's nothing that the music industry can do about essentially people sharing music. But they do think this might be the one thing they can do is get the federal government involved to the point that they just shut down,
just censor the internet,
shut down so many sites on the internet that people can't share at all, and it makes it so complicated and people start, I don't know, I imagine they'll figure out some way around it. At that point, the federal government will have its foot so deeply into the internet that it can do whatever it wants.
Well, there is one area in which video game companies are for something like this, and that's the area of used game sales. They claim it cuts into their profits, but every industry has to deal with used item sales, so that's not even legitimate to begin with.
Well, the industry associations are typically behemoths. They're dinosaurs. And, of course, there are people within the recording world that are supportive of open source and supportive of sharing ideas and allowing their music to be put out there. And, of course, plenty of independent filmmakers love the idea of having more eyeballs watching their product. That way they can sell more copies to the true fans that are created. And I'm sure there are plenty of software companies that also understand that piracy file sharing actually benefits their business.
The publishers who have the problem with it.
It's the big companies.
Can you imagine the hubris of a company saying that you can't buy our video game and then sell it when you're done? I mean, that's disgusting, and it shows just how far these companies would go if they had the ability.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to share, Nick?
No, that's all.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Even our industry, the radio industry, also the national group that represents radio stations, is very similar in the way they behave. Now, they're not dealing with the same problems to their establishment as the recording industry is, but one of the things they've been doing recently is they've been trying to, there's some negotiating going on at a national level with the National Association of Broadcasters between them and some music stations, or the music stations as far as the royalties that the RIAA wants them to pay. So the RIAA is getting desperate for
right,
cash.
They're getting desperate is really what it's all about.
And so they're coming out against the radio stations and saying, yeah, we're going to have to demand you start paying this. And so there's this negotiation that's going on. And, of course, the NAB is coming back and saying, well...
National Association of Broadcasters.
Right, thank you. We'll be happy to pay these fees as long as we can get Congress to mandate the FM receiver chips go in every single cell phone device.
Right. So it's this one big cycle of violence.
It is so sad.
You know, everybody wants to push their thing, and, you know, they all want to use the government to do it. And this is why they use the analogy of the golden gun, because everybody's struggling over the instrument of violence. The government has a monopoly privilege on the use of force, and you know, I love the Barack Obama quote that we have that recorded real quick there that says so. Every you know, even the government acknowledges they have the monopoly privilege on the use of violence. Everybody struggles over it. Rather than getting out in the marketplace providing the best service that they can, they'd rather regulate the crap out of themselves and everybody else and put all these lawyers in
If radio had a great product, people would be clamoring to have it on their cell phones.
I think they do. I think they have the best talent out there. But, you know, it's FM receivers. I think that the government's limited them. You know, I mean, they... I don't know necessarily
sure how
why.
That. What do you mean by that?
An FM station can only broadcast at 100,000 watts. It can only go... It's only a geographic issue.
Well, yeah, okay. I guess I see where you're coming from. There, certainly the FCC has regulated the radio industry, but 200,000 watts doesn't get you that much further than 100,000 watts, just because of the way the signals propagate. So FM is always going to be a locally oriented kind of a product.
Sure,
it's just the way of the nature of the beast. But watching them flail about in the same way that the RIAA is flailing about, and you're right, Mark, there is some good radio product out there, and of course smart radio stations are putting up websites, and they're putting up online streams, and they're giving their listeners alternative ways to get into their product. The way you don't keep your industry viable is by threatening the Consumer Industry Association, or the Electronics CEI, or whatever the heck they are. There's some industry group out there that represents the consumer electronics, and so essentially they're threatening them with legislation to mandate they put in FM chips in these cell phones. If the marketplace wanted FM chips, and some phones have them, then they'd have them in more phones, because it'd be a selling point. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there completely free. You can enjoy our webcam, for instance. You can watch, you can listen, and interact because other listeners are there in the chat room, which is built into the very same page as the webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to see and do that. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, Genpacks, GBICs, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Of course, we're talking about these industry groups that are just so sad and so pathetic in the way that they are just flailing about in their death throes of as they attempt desperately to try to retain as much of their insane profits that they've been making, the billions of dollars that they've been bilking out of people.
I have no problem with the profits. It's the coercion of the marketplace that's really the issue.
Yeah, they've been bilking
somebody
it out of
people. Somebody who's providing a great product will make insane profits, and that's a good thing.
That's true, but I don't think these people would make the same level of profits if they hadn't had the government behind their back, and if they
they were necessary to distribute the music in a fashion. They managed to get their fingers gripped around the marketplace as a result, because they were sort of necessary, and then they squeezed out competition through government intervention.
Yeah, and made more than they otherwise would have in a truly free market where they would be subject to true competition. And the same thing applies to the radio industry as well, which is our business, where these poor bastards have been, for the entire existence of radio, pretty much, certainly the last several decades, have been in a protected industry. And they don't realize It's the thing they don't get. They don't realize that the FCC, their great protector, is actually going to be responsible for their slow and sad deaths.
Right. They won't even realize it as it's happening. But there was a time when the radio station stood up to the music industry. I think this was about the late 60s when, you know, the Deo song, the Banana Boat song, this form of music, like Calypso music, I think is what it's called.
Maybe.
Basically, there was, you know, the same thing happened. The record companies wanted the radio stations to pay an exorbitant amount in order to play their songs. The radio stations said, hey, we're advertising your music so that people go out and buy it. Yeah, we're right. Pay something, but we're not going to pay too much. And when it was too much, basically they went on strike and started, you know, program directors did their real job and went out and found new music rather than having all these
the industry execs calling them and,
pushing their garbage that they're hawking. They went out, they found new music that people wanted to hear, and they played it on the radio, and it created a whole new boom in this form of music. Then the record companies saw the reason of the radio stations back down, and then everything went back to normal. But
some
in the process, Calypso music managed to get its foot in the door.
Well, to some extent, that's kind of, you know, almost a retelling of what's happening, or this is almost a retelling of what happened then, with the just more of on a larger scale with the internet coming in, and again, the record companies feeling threatened in the same way the movie industry felt threatened by VHS tapes.
Oh yeah, I mean it's they'll deal with it. They'll adjust their business model, and life will go on. And
well, in the meantime, they're going to thrash around and use the government to try to inflict as much violence on people as they possibly can.
The music industry, the movie industry just couldn't figure out how to stop people from getting VHS recorders in their homes. So. You know, they weren't able to.
Well, it's likely I don't know, I'm speculating here, but it would be likely they would try similar things as they are today, and that is to try to outlaw or to mandate certain technologies or to prevent VHS decks from being able to record and things like that. And some of it works, some of it doesn't.
Isn't it, I've heard there's some controversy about this and some difference of opinion, and I don't know the facts, and maybe a caller can tell us, but I think I remember having a discussion about whether or not it's actually illegal to record a show off of broadcast television.
It's a good question.
But not enforced. They just stopped enforcing it, and it was just never ever enforced again. But the idea was that is technically a violation of copyright, you know, that you're not supposed
to. There are certainly threats like that are attached to the Super Bowl and other football games. Football games typically have warnings that say that, you know, this is not to be recorded and played back, I mean, essentially, as I understand it.
Maybe that's built on some real law then that's just not enforced.
It may be.
Well,
it's hard for me to imagine that so simply because basically the way people watch TV now is through these TiVo machines.
Oh, yeah. But as he's saying, it's not enforced.
Just the fact that it's widespread doesn't necessarily mean anything. I mean, there's all these little laws in the books that don't get enforced, and they just go out of enforcement. They don't ever actually get rid of the law. Like, so there's a claim that there's you can't, and in Georgia, I've heard a rumor that there's a law you can't beat your wife with anything thicker than a broom handle. And that's still on the books.
Let's continue.
Some of the handles are thicker than others.
With your call and go, or your calls rather, Frank is in West Virginia listening to WVTS. Hello, Frank.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight, Frank?
First, just let me say it's great to be on the show. I listen all the time, and I just really enjoy it.
Thanks, Frank.
I was sitting here listening to you guys talk about just corporations that just go for the guts and glory and try to take over the scene. I'm a tech. I love gadgets. When the iPhone came out, I was one of the first ones in line.
Mm-hmm.
I've had every version of the iPhone. but I got to say that Steve Jobs has got me so ultra pissed off that
really?
I just want to get the world's ultimate noogie and kick him down a flight of stairs.
What has he done? What's going on?
Well, I don't know what the right words are here, but like for instance, with the new release of OS X with the App Store, it seems to me like he's trying to make to the point where nothing else is going to be, no other software companies are going to be able to make software and use it on the Apple platform.
What is this apps board? I'm sorry, the OS X with the apps what? Apps board?
The App Store.
The new
version of OS X has a version of the App Store like the iPhone or the iPad does.
And right, to where you can get the products through Apple Store. Are you suggesting that he's saying that there will be no other way to install software on your computer after this?
That's the rumors that I've heard. I haven't,
whoa.
I've read all of his releases and everything, and nothing comes out directly says that.
That sounds like he doesn't seem that stupid to me. Like I think.
Well,
that's like, and he seems like a pretty, you know, marketing smart guy just based on the success he's had. And
right.
It just seems awfully, that just seems like incredibly marketing stupid.
But they
right
pulled
there.
It off with whatever format, the iPod doesn't play MP3 format. It plays, you know, something else. Isn't that correct?
MP4, yes. Well, you know, an example of this is the fact that Apple will not allow any Flash content to play on any of their devices.
Yeah.
When is it QuickTime only?
QuickTime only. The iPhone, yeah. Every Apple product is QuickTime only, except, you know, with the Macintosh computer, you can get patches. But
God,
my iPhone, unless I jailbreak it, I can't view any Flash content. And it just seems
I think you're onto something, Frank. I think that, you know, Dale, I understand where you're coming from. Like, it's not a smart thing to do, but once you've got, if you've got this position of power, look at these companies that aren't doing smart things. I mean, they're doing things that are not that smart, and that you're in this position of power. You've got all this income coming in. Oh, who cares? You know, just whatever. We'll just lock it down, because the rationale is going to be this, right? It's going to be that, well, to allow anybody to install any application would make it so the computers would crash more often, because then it's more of an open marketplace. And if we vet everything that comes in first, if we take it, if you want to sell something on the Apple platform, you have to send it into this app store. The app store then vets it to make sure it's a quality Apple seal of approval, and then they'll put it out there for you. That way they could claim that it'll actually make the user experience better, because they won't have to worry about crashing as often and things like that.
And that also, the other side of it is the monetary aspect. As an app developer in the App Store program, Apple takes 30% of the developer's proceeds.
Wow.
30%. Look that directly up right on their website if you want to become an app developer, which I've looked into. They take 30 off the top.
To Android's credit, the Android operating system does allow you to install apps from anywhere. You have to check a box to make it do that, but it does allow it in the system software. You don't have to crack it or anything like that. Hey, thanks for the call. Great information tonight, Frank. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. Enough time for your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Industry craziness, geek stuff, you tell us. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish Russian M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Maybe enough time to sneak your call in here in the remaining moments of this edition of the show. Of course, we do this show 7 nights a week. Mark and myself are here for 6 of those nights, and then Sundays we have our live internet-based edition of the show, which is hosted by our wonderful co-hosts. I don't know who's doing it this weekend. Is it you, Dale? Who's doing it this weekend?
Yes, I am.
It is Dale.
I am.
Dale Burt. Dale Burt is hosting the show this weekend. And Dale's here from AnarchyInYourHead.com, where there's a special going on. There is a sale afoot. Well, actually starting in, a couple hours?
Just 4 days, the 20th through the 23rd.
20th
so to... starting tomorrow.
So starting at midnight? Is that when it's going to start?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Sometime tomorrow, the sale.
Try using the discount code. And
so you'll see the discount be taken when you put the code
in. The discount is FRIEND10 with a capital F. So capital F, FRIEND10. And that's $10 off as long as you buy $50 worth.
And that's at the AnarchyInYourHead.com store. It's store.AnarchyInYourHead.com.
$50 is a lot of cool gifts for Christmas.
What are some of the cool things that...
Things if you like cartoons, some of the characters in cartoons and things, they're on mouse pads, T-shirts, bumper stickers, all kinds of stuff. Really.
So some of your favorite Anarchy in Your Head characters you can put on stuff.
Anarchy on mugs, on T-shirts, on mouse pads, things like that.
Awesome.
Clocks.
store.anarchyinyourhead.com. The code is FRIEND10, all one word, capital F.
Yes.
All right. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime? Well, you got to do something significant. You got to get together with other liberty-minded people and then get active.
And it happened on its own.
Yeah, it's starting to work now. Over 10,500 people, we've crossed that mark at this point, have now signed up as part of the Free State Project. Many have moved, hundreds have made the move, and more are coming. And of course, getting here sooner rather than later would be good. But whenever you can get here, do it. Go to Free State Project. Project.org, get signed up, learn more about it. If you love liberty and you're willing to stand up for it, go to freestateproject.org and get involved. As we go to the phones and to the fun here, let's continue and talk to, I believe Eric is with us in Texas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, Eric, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, it's good to talk to y'all. It's been a while since I've been able to call in, but I wanted to respond to the guy who was complaining about Apple and some of the moves they're making lately.
Yeah, he was saying they might lock down their app store to make it so that you pretty much have to be a Apple-approved software vendor in order to install products on people's computers.
So, yeah, I mean, if you're going to complain about something, at least read up on it before you do it. They said at their announcement that they're just creating a new app store for the desktop computer environment, similar to what is already on the phone's App Store, But they never said that this would be the exclusive way that you would now get software for your computer.
I think he's worried that that's the direction it's going into. I don't know if he said explicitly that that was stated by Apple, but he was concerned based on some of the moves that they've been making that, for instance, with the iPad or the iPhone, is it possible to install third-party software without going through their store and without cracking or jailbreaking the phone?
No. But
well, there you go. Then that's why he's kind of worried about that.
Yeah, but see, what you have to understand is that they're two totally different animals.
They're both operating systems.
Yeah, and they're run by the same company that's apparently willing to do that.
Right, but the thing with the phone is they have to take into account that your phone has to be functioning 100% of the time, and you have to be able to rely on that phone not to crash because of a third-party application.
You don't think people want their computers not to crash? Isn't that why Apple is essentially... Hold on a second. Isn't that why Apple has, for the life of the entire company, always had proprietary software and only recently have made it, and hardware configurations, and only recently opened it up to where you can actually swap out a video card, for instance?
Oh, no. You've been able to do that for a long time.
But you can't build your own Apple. You cannot do that. They sell proprietary hardware configurations. There's minor changes you can make.
You can if you know what you're doing, but...
Right. You always have to know what you
build a rocket ship to the moon if you know what you're doing. That's really not an applicable statement. I mean, what you are is an Apple fanboy, okay? just go ahead and say, I'm an Apple fanboy, and then I'll let you talk.
I would say I'm close to an Apple fanboy. They've certainly made things that I don't like.
Yeah.
What do you think of the iPad?
You know, it's not for me.
Okay, then all right, close to an Apple fanboy, I'll accept that then.
if you like the iPad,
I'm like, nope, you're a fanboy.
Yeah, I mean, you obviously have to know.
That was retarded.
You obviously have to know something about what you're doing to build your own computer in the beginning. No doubt about that. But what you're saying is you'd actually have to use hacked Apple software in order to build your own Apple computer.
Right.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that being in the community of people who develop software for the Mac, we're excited about the App Store. Obviously there is a bit of trepidation that, you know, we don't want to see them make this the only way, but I don't think Steve Jobs would ever make such a boneheaded move, because if he did that, you know, Windows already has a dominant share of the market. Everybody would just switch back over to Windows, and that
I think you're right on that.
That was my thought.
I hope you're right.
I
remains to be seen.
But I don't think he's that boneheaded. I mean, he...
But for developers, you know, in the last couple of years, because of the iPhone, there's millions of new Mac users who don't know where to find software for the Mac, because it's very hard to find software.
Sure. I'm not besmirching the idea of an app store. It makes it easy to search for and find software that has been to some extent vetted, and that makes sense.
But this proprietary stuff is the reason that I didn't buy an iPod when I bought an MP3 player, because I am technically relatively inept. I'm sort of your average user, and I don't want to buy something that's going to make it difficult to play MP3s. I don't know that much about the iPod, but I do know that I've heard that Apple's kind of nasty when it comes to other non-proprietary forms of file size things. So I went and got an MP3 player so I could play MP3s rather than buying stuff that would, you know, something that would play only stuff from the Apple Store, which I have yet to figure out how to buy things from. I wanted to buy things from iTunes, and I couldn't figure out how to do it. I mean,
iTunes is awful software.
A nasty, nasty thing that you've got on the internet there.
You know what? I mean, I am no fan of iTunes. It needs to be completely rewritten. I wish they would do it and get it over with. But the one of the things that the previous caller stated was a misnomer. He said that you can't do MP3s on an iPod or an iPhone. That's
I don't think he said that.
False.
I did not hear him say that.
Mark said that.
Okay, yeah. Because I mean, I think I've got two songs on my phone that I actually purchased from iTunes. Everything else I got from other sources.
Well, do you see how the sort of the ignorant person sitting on the sidelines might view this situation? That's how I view Apple, and the fear that I had when I had my hundreds of dollars in my hand ready to buy an MP3 player, and I didn't buy an iPod because I'm scared of the way that Apple goes about doing its proprietary information stuff, and I decided to go ahead and buy something else.
I feel
so
out of control.
So that's how they kill themselves in the marketplace.
I feel out of control. I feel like this is, you know, I feel like they are doing all the driving, and I want to drive. Yeah. I don't, you know what I mean? And
it's frustrating. Thank you, Eric, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Johnson's on the line in Connecticut on the AMP lines. Hello, Johnson.
Hello. I'm feeling a little disillusioned. First of all, you can build your own Mac without any sort of...
Really? Wait a minute, because I've talked to the Apple fanatics out there, and they've said you can only install the OS X or OS whatever the heck it is now on an Apple piece of hardware, and the only way to install OS X on anything that is anything besides Apple is to have a cracked version or a special hacked version that'll allow that.
No, that's not the case.
Really?
You use the regular Leopard. It's just you need to download a little piece of software that allows it to do, there's a special hardware interface that's typically built into Macs, and obviously it's not going to be built into a computer you have. But really, that's not really much different.
So wait a minute. Look, see if I can understand you here. Right, so essentially I would have to flash the ROM on the motherboard or something like that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah, exactly.
Flashing the ROM on the motherboard.
You need like a USB dongle while you're installing
To explain what that means, the computer hardware that is to kind of build your own computers, the motherboard is the central, the heart, if you will, of the machine.
Well,
and
you're not really flashing. No, you're not flashing the motherboard. It's just reading from the disk. It's reading from the CD that you're installing the operating system from, or the USB if you're installing it from USB.
Well, I would love to learn how to do this, Johnson. If you could maybe send me something on that, that'd be great. Because we don't have time to get into all the technical details here. I'm very curious about that because I've heard all these great things about the Apple software. And thanks for the call, by the way. I've heard all these great things about the Apple software, and like, I'm not going to buy a flipping Mac. I build my own computers, and I'm interested in trying it to see what it's like. Just like I tried Linux, that was easy to install.
I'm curious, and maybe Johnson, if he's listening, we'll post this too, is if there's a VirtualBox version for OS X or something.
Or can I do a multi-install? Because like with Linux, you can have Linux and you can have Windows on your computer. Can I
do
that with Apple?
Or you can run Linux inside
a little emulator.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. We're out of time. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.